Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at Digital Ignition. I am Mike Samet alongside Mr. John Ray. Hello, John.
Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Good to have you back in the studio.
Great to be back.
You were off last week. Were you on vacation or what was going on last week? Working? Don't remember? You were in a fog?
You've been working me so hard, I had to take some time off. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
And recuperate.
Well, good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
And we've got three wonderful guests here in the studio joining us from Amplio Recruiting is Luke Keller, Diane Dixon from Stride Savings, and Alex Porter from Fox Digital Strategies. How's that sound for a lineup?
We've got a great lineup today. I'm excited about this show.
Not too bad. Yep. Trey's here to put us on the air, so we are ready to rock and roll. Luke Keller with Amplio Recruiting. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Tell us all about Amplio Recruiting. What does your company do?
Yes, sir. So we're a staffing company. We work primarily within the refugee community. So we pull about 99% of our employees, our team members from the refugee community. We staff primarily manufacturing, hospitality, and then also now construction as well.
Okay, so you make a concerted effort to get employees from the refugee community.
Yes, sir.
How do you do that? How do you reach out to them? How do they find you?
So we've been working in Clarkston, the Clarkston community over there, kind of right next to Decatur, for the last 5 years or so. So we've developed really, really great partnerships, strategic partnerships with a lot of the resettlement agencies and organizations, as well as community leaders. So we just have great relationships, and they know if you need a good job, if you're hardworking, dependable, you know, go to Amplio, and they'll help you find a great opportunity.
One of your titles here, Luke, is partner. So are you one of the founders of the company?
I'm not one of the founders, but I did join in this last year as a partner. So okay. my business partner is the one that founded the organization.
Why focus on refugees? Was it just that there was a niche there that maybe you felt was underserved?
So Amplio is the Spanish word for ample. And it's the idea that we know that there's an ample amount of fantastic opportunities within, you know, these different fields, manufacturing, construction, hospitality. And that they're having, most of these businesses are having trouble finding good labor, reliable labor. But we also know that there is an ample amount of individuals specifically from the refugee community that can be great assets to these organizations. And so we connect the dots.
Just for clarification for our audience, a refugee and an immigrant, why don't you clarify the difference?
Yes, sir. That's a great question, especially these days.
Yeah.
You know, those lines get blurred easily. A refugee would be somebody that has left their home, another country due to poverty or terrorism or war or genocide, whatever it may be. So they were forcibly removed from their home. An immigrant would just basically be a very broad term of an individual who just left for a vast number of reasons, whether that's tourism or just because they felt like leaving. A refugee in general tends to be somebody who is legal. From day one, when they enter the United States as a refugee, they tend to have either I-94, a special immigrant visa, a green card. And so they're able to work day one when they enter the United States.
Gotcha. So I see in the show notes, you are executive director of the Lantern Project.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about that, how that fits in with Amplio.
So I started the Lantern Project about 5 years ago. We were doing certified construction trade training for refugees. And so I was actually doing business development for a large construction company based out of Texas. And we saw, which is partly the reason Chris had originally founded Amplio, was that there is a huge shortage of reliable labor in the United States. And it's just continuing to grow. For every 5 out of 7 journeymen, so individuals who have a certification or experience in, you know, some sort of construction trade, welding, pipe fitting, carpentry, are leaving the workforce, 5 out of 7. And so if our economy is continuing to get better and to recuperate, well, there's going to be more jobs and just basic supply and demand. These jobs are going to pay more because there's less people to fill those jobs. And so we started the Lantern Project to do certified construction trade training, primarily to individuals who are underserved, who are underemployed or unemployed. And that just happened in Clarkston, where we originally started. We worked with refugees.
So I guess you just answered the question about that I'm sure you get, that you're supplying jobs to folks that are maybe new to the United States that could be filled otherwise. I mean, that's not really what you're doing.
No, I mean, if these jobs could be filled, if there were individuals who, you know, American-born citizens that could do these jobs, then they would already be filled. They're just not, they're not being filled, and they're continuing to not be filled. And the reality of it is that we are going to continue to allow refugees to resettle in the United States. And if we do not help them, we do not put them in the right direction and give them opportunities, they're basically going to be, you know, continuing to live off of social welfare and whatnot as well.
We're talking with Luke Keller with Amplio Recruiting here on North Fulton Business Radio. And Luke, what would you say to that company? Maybe they're looking for welders or carpenters, some of the trades that you mentioned. Why should they talk to you about maybe hiring refugees, maybe as opposed to going to maybe some of your competitors?
It's a great question. Yeah,
I only ask great questions on the show, Luke, just so you know.
Obviously. Yes. We chose to work within the refugee community for a number of reasons. One being because we just felt like that was the group we needed to work with. We needed help. But we came to realize that these individuals come with incredible backgrounds. You know, they're educated. Some of them are doctors and nurses, and many of them are entrepreneurs in their home countries, and they own businesses. Many of these men and women served alongside of our military as translators or culture experts. And so they have the experience, they have the skills. Oftentimes, you know, they're the most reliable, the most dependable. Again, I like I said before, they're legal to work day one. Mm-hmm. And they're just coming and they need an opportunity. So they're willing to take some of these lower starting pays, but they're going to end up being the best, you know, in terms of what our clients say, the best employees they've ever had.
And I don't want to stereotype, but you know, they came from backgrounds where they know what it's like maybe to have nothing, and they do work so hard because they know exactly where they came from. And sometimes we lose that focus when you grow up in this country.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, fun stories we hear from clients is that, you know, their productivity since hiring individuals from our organization has just skyrocketed. I mean, sometimes 10, 20 multiplier.
You got any radio show hosts that you might be able to send our way?
I mean, I do. I know a couple Congolese and Liberian guys that were radio hosts in their home countries.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
I'll send
okay.
your way.
Not that I'm thinking of replacing you, John, but I'm...
This interview's
just,
now
just
over.
Just asking.
but Luke, Mike opened the door for this. I wonder if it's appropriate for you to maybe give us a example or two, a live example without using names, unless that's appropriate, but of situations where you've placed one or two budding stars that have come along really well.
Absolutely. One great example is we're working with a company that makes different baby products over in the Tucker area. And they basically came to us, much like most of our clients, and they were having very high turnover. Their productivity was at its lowest rate in years. And so they began to work with us and hired a number of our team members. And after about a month, once our team members learned how to do the type of manufacturing they were doing, immediately within that month, they increased the typical, you know, widget, let's just say, that is being produced in a week. And that was something like 200 widgets a week. They increased it from 200 to about 400. So they doubled the normal widgets that most of the other employees were able to do in a week. Within 3 months, they quadrupled that. So our employees were able to do something like 800 or 1,000 widgets in a given week. And so they came to us and basically said, you know, you've changed our business. You've made the productivity of all of the other employees skyrocket since you brought in your employees. And these women, they didn't have great English, but they were the hardest workers they've ever seen. Another great example is we have an individual working for our organization that was worked in the Afghani army as a translator. Make a long story short, he was a business owner in Afghanistan. He is an incredible wood carver, so he can make these gorgeous, elaborate carvings out of wood, and they're impeccable. And he made a congressional seal and actually was able to present it at the Capitol building a few months ago and got viral for a little while. But so his name is Najib. He's a good friend of mine. So Najib we were able to find Najib a job, helping to restore antiques, many of which are hand carved.
Oh, wow.
So being able to find him a job actually doing his task has just been extraordinary for him.
That's great stuff. And just to be clear, I mean, these are people that if they weren't allowed to come here would be their lives would be in danger in a lot of cases.
Oh, absolutely. So Najib's case, I mean, he served alongside of our military. I mean, he chose to help our military because he knew we were trying to help him and his country. And in doing that, he was told he was on the Taliban's radar. And so he was forcibly removed and he had to relocate to the United States. And something Bush set up back during his administration was this Relocation Act, giving individuals that served in our military or in our government the ability to receive a special immigrant visa. I believe it's after 5 years of serving. And so him and his family were able to relocate.
Great story.
Yeah. I'm going to put on my marketing cap for a second, Luke. And I hope Charlotte over there is paying attention right now. You're not filling jobs. You're providing the American dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that a whole lot. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean.
And I would think Atlanta being an international city, you're in a great location to do what you do. What does your footprint look like? I mean, where are you placing these jobs? Are they just in the Atlanta area or can you place folks anywhere?
So we try, for the most part, we do try to keep it within a 20 to 30 minute drive. The funny thing is 99% of them have cars. I don't know if you've ever been abroad, but cars abroad are ridiculously expensive. So that's one of their first purchases when they come here is you get a job, you get a car. That's like the first thing to do. So they have reliable transportation. Usually they're driving 30 minutes to an hour. One of our clients is the Atlanta Athletic Club. We've got about 25, 30 individuals there. And they're driving from Clarkston, which is about a 35-minute drive. But we're working really within sometimes an hour. We're about to start working at the airport. Mm-hmm. Really within an hour drive of Clarkston.
Okay.
And then we're also located in Raleigh, North Carolina as well, and Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And so you're looking for not only, of course, refugee workers, but businesses, you're trying to locate and identify businesses that could use these workers as well. So as I see part of your title is business development director. I assume that is trying to find the businesses that will hire Absolutely. These folks. So for those that would like to reach out, on either end of that spectrum and find out more about Amplio Recruiting, where can they get more information?
So you can go to our website, which is amplio recruiting.com, or you can email me, which is just luke@amplio recruiting.com. And I will respond quickly. And we've got incredible labor ready to start. You know, just giving them opportunities is will change your business and change the lives of these individuals as well.
The American dream with a car.
With a car.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Yeah. Luke Keller with Amplio Recruiting. Luke, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you both so much. It was a pleasure.
All right, John.
Mike, I want to remind everyone that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country, and they aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio in the Roswell Infinity Studio. Her name is Diane Dixon. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
The company is Stride Savings. You're the Senior Business Advisor. That is impressive.
Yes.
Tell us about Stride Savings. What does your company do?
Okay. So Stride Savings is a business consulting company that works with small to medium-sized businesses in identifying tax credits as well as corporate expense reductions.
So you can save businesses money.
We can save businesses a lot of money. We call it improving their profitability.
I like you already.
Yeah. Everybody's listening now, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You got our attention.
Okay, so let's get specific. You work with businesses.
Yes.
Okay, so talk about some of the tax credits that you help folks with. And I mean, why wouldn't they just go to their CPA?
Okay, so what we have found is that a lot of business owners are not aware of the tax credits that are available to them. And so we have a proprietary software technology program that by answering 7 or 8 very simple questions will identify whether or not there's a tax credit for them or a corporate expense reduction. Because we're working in both ways. We're looking at the tax credit side, and then we're also looking at them on an operational side.
Now, Diane, I'm assuming these are tax credits that and this is a question, I'm assuming these are tax credits that CPAs maybe aren't able to keep up with on a regular basis because they're focused on tax returns and, you know, some bigger picture items. And the tax credits and opportunities you're offering or looking for are maybe somewhat obscure.
Yes, they are. The type of tax credits that we look at R&D tax credits, which is a research and development tax credit. That's actually been around since 1981. We look at cost segregation tax credits, which is a form of an accelerated depreciation. Instead of accelerating a particular item, furniture, carpeting, over a 39-year period, you can accelerate that over a 10 or 15-year period, simply because an item of that nature will not last that long. So you're unable to take the full cycle of the tax credit. But with the cost segregation, it enables you to take that tax credit. Also, too, a big one for us is the WOTC tax credit, the Workers' Opportunity Tax Credit. And that's a tax credit that any business can qualify for, small, medium, large. And basically what it is, it's a hiring tax credit. And I speak about these tax credits, and I'm going to, a little bit later on, speak about how a business owner can easily review through the software program that we have whether or not they qualify for that tax credit.
Yeah, so let's talk specifically about cost segregation. I mean, that's one particular instance I know where you're talking about immediate opportunities to bring cash back, right?
Exactly. So if you own a commercial building, we can go in and do a cost segregation. And basically, a cost segregation is an engineered based report. And a lot of CPAs and tax professionals, they're unable to produce those reports. And you have to do that according to the IRS rules and guidelines. We've been doing this for over 14, 15 years. And to date, we have had zero disallowances. We follow strict IRS rules guidelines. And pretty much every cost segregation or R&D tax credit program that we have done for companies has been approved. And companies are able to take that savings.
So again, it's not that CPAs don't know what they're doing or anything like that.
Right.
At all. It's just that what you're offering is something that's takes some pretty in-depth knowledge to be able to do and to be able to do successfully. And you work successfully with CPAs.
Absolutely. We're not here to replace your CPA. We're here to work with them. In fact, every business owner that we work with, we have to work with their CPA.
Sure.
And in many instances, we'll provide the guidelines to help them take advantage of that savings, what forms they need to use. We are always in touch with the CPA to ensure that the business owner takes advantage of that. So what we're doing really is just identifying what that tax credit is. And I want to speak about this because what I have found is that a lot of companies, business owners, they speak about it theoretically. Oh, there's this tax credit available, that tax credit available. But what we do with our software and our technology platform, we'll identify it theoretically, and then we'll go to work practically to find those savings for you to ensure that you can take advantage of that.
We're talking with Diane Dixon with Stride Savings here on North Fulton Business Radio. I'm sure you can work with lots of industries, lots of companies.
Yes.
Do you have a kind of a sweet spot where you kind of, this is the ones that we really have, I don't want to say focused on, but seem to have helped the most.
Okay.
And that if someone's listening right now and they work in that industry, they probably should have a conversation with you.
Okay. So manufacturing is very big. Hotels, hospitality is very big. Staffing agencies. There are different segments that can take advantage of our business. Construction companies also are very big with the tax credits. So basically, we try not to exclude any company because when you go through the questionnaire, it will tell you then and there whether or not, based upon your industry and the type of work that you do, whether or not there's a tax credit available.
How do these companies engage with you? Is it sometimes it's a one-time thing right before tax season, or do they engage? You know, how do you contract out with them? How does that work?
Okay, so we've been around for a while, and what we've recently come out with, we've come out with something called it's a tax credit portable. A tax credit portal. And basically what that is, for an affordable cost, a company at their fingertips can have their own tax credit portable.
Portal. Or a portable portal if
right,
you do it
right.
on your phone.
That's right. A portable portal. Either way, you can have it on your iPhone, on your iPad, or on your computer. And so basically what it does, it just asks and screens and asks you a few basic questions to tell you whether or not you qualify for that tax credit. So it's you having that at your fingertips. So it's state of the art, it's technology, and we've made it very easy to identify that tax credit.
So I think what I'm hearing is, in spite of the obscurity maybe of some of these tax credits and people thinking, oh my gosh, what do I have to do to figure out whether I qualify for this? It's not really that painful.
No, it's not. It's very simple. We've taken a very complicated process and we've made it very easy. We've brought technology to the whole process. And on top of that, we have a whole team behind us that will help you to work and obtain that tax credit. And we'll also work with your tax professional to enable your CPA to do the work to enable you to take advantage of that. Now, I was thinking about this in a way that's understandable and relatable for a lot of businesses. Gift cards.
Why did she look at me when she said that?
No.
You intentionally looked at me, people that don't understand, and you looked right at me.
No.
Okay.
Think about this in the way of gift cards.
Okay.
Everyone likes to get a gift card, whether it's to your favorite store, whether it's to Starbucks. Think of a tax credit as a gift card. You'll go in, we'll identify it. In particular, let's look at the hiring incentive tax credit. Every business pretty much hires a person, and you will qualify for that. You'll go in, enter the client's information. We'll let you know whether or not they qualify for a tax credit. We'll ensure that you get that certificate that you qualify for. And let's speak about numbers. For a regular employee, it's a $2,400 tax credit. And for hiring a veteran, it's $9,600. So there is quite a bit of funds available for hiring a veteran or a regular employee.
So these industries that you mentioned, why should they not talk to you?
I agree. I think one of the reasons why they don't talk to us is because they're not aware of the program and the services and that they qualify. So we're trying to bring, educate the community out there in terms of what's available to that small to medium-sized business owner. And one of the things that happened recently and why we're working a lot with the small to medium-sized business owners, it's been around for a very long time, but the recent passage of the PATH Act with President Obama back at the end of 2015 actually brought down the criteria for a lot of small to medium-sized business owners to qualify for these types of tax credits. So let's look at what that qualification is, because a lot of businesses qualify within that scenario. So if you've been in business for less than 6 years, gross receipts under $5 million, annual payroll of $250,000 or less, then you qualify for a tax credit. If more than 6 years, then there are some other tax credits that you actually can qualify for. And once again, our tax credit portal will help us and help you identify what it is that you qualify for.
So that's great information. So now, to Mike's point, this broadcast goes out all over the world, actually,
yes.
which really brings up the question. We're here in Georgia.
Yes.
Do you does this work for state tax credits as well, or is it just federal?
No, we work with federal, state, and local.
So all possible tax credits.
Absolutely.
I mean, for the jurisdiction I'm in.
Right. So let me give you an example. I was working with an economic development agency in Cobb County in the city of Marietta. Now, the normal tax credit for hiring a regular employee is $2,400. With the city of Marietta, because they're trying to encourage economic activity, their tax credit is $3,600. So that's $1,200 more than the regular federal tax credit. So we're looking at federal, we're looking at state, we're looking at local, we're looking at empowerment zones, we're looking at whether you're a small business, whether you're a startup. So we're looking at all the different areas and programs that you could potentially qualify for.
Mike, I wish Diane could get some more enthusiasm about all these tax credits she wants to give people, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for a little passion here.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Okay, so I want to tell you.
Opened a whole can of worms.
Okay,
I sure did.
I want to speak about this because right now, with what's going on with the tax reform, with Stride, we're very much on top of this. So with the new, if we get a new tax law passed in at the end of this year, we have a team of CPAs and tax professionals that are going to be looking at all of those new rules and guidelines to incorporate that into our tax credit portal to ensure that you are able to take advantage of any new rules or guidelines that come out, hopefully, if there are any new tax laws passed for 2018.
All right, Diane, great stuff. For those that would like to find out more, look into your services and at least worth a phone call or something, where can they get more information?
Okay, so you can visit our website at stridesavings.com, www, and Stride is spelled STRYDE savings.com. Also, you can go to gmgsavings.com. can reach out to me by phone, 770-633-2570. Or you can contact me and send me a quick message via LinkedIn, where you'll find additional information. My LinkedIn profile is Diane P. Dixon.
Diane, thank you for joining us. And I hope somewhere you find some passion for these tax credits. Feeling it right now.
Oh, goodness. Thank you.
We're being sarcastic, of course, by the way.
Yeah, we are. She is not a boring tax credit person, right?
Yeah. Outside the mold. She breaks the mold.
It's very exciting stuff.
To talk with.
No, for a lot of folks, it's not exciting stuff, which is why we want to hire folks like you to do it for us.
We make it simple. So
there
look
you go.
At Stride.
There you go. Hey, Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
You need to sell that with more passion.
You don't think I had
next
the same
time,
passion?
Next time, I want to hear more passion. Next time, we're going to have just Diane read it for us.
Next to Diane, I sounded pretty lousy.
Between Diane or the refugee person I'm going to bring in.
I'm toast.
Yeah, you can go ahead and make plans for next Thursday morning or next Tuesday morning.
Folks, it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah, no, we love our genre. Just kidding.
You know, Digital Ignition also has a pretty nice radio station, too.
Yes, it does.
And a producer of that radio station.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That was the
implication, I think.
That was not the voice of God, but the voice of Trey, by the way. All right, our third and final guest here, Alex Porter from Fox Digital Strategies, Digital Account Executive. Alex, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
Good to have you. Fox Digital Strategies, folks are familiar with the Fox Network and Fox 5 locally here in Atlanta, but Fox Digital Strategies, where do you fit in?
Absolutely. We are a spinoff startup division of Fox 5 Atlanta. Specifically focusing on digital marketing in the Atlanta area. We started as a digital sector of the business a year and 4 months ago to basically be an outreach to small to medium-sized business. Where we sat before then was we were a television advertising business. We were only able to do advertising of companies spending money on TV. We realized TV was expensive and we weren't going to be able to reach the small to medium-sized guy with that. So by starting this digital marketing division, which encompasses website development, social media, search engine, pretty much the run of the gamut when it comes to digital services, we were able to start reaching out to small, medium-sized businesses. And in the end game, our goal is to grow those small and medium-sized businesses into television advertisers one day down the road.
And it seems like it's a smart transition, Alex, because it seems like more and more viewers are going towards digital now, whether it be their phones, their tablets, their iPads, things like that.
Absolutely.
That's where they're getting their information now.
Since the inception of the iPhone in 2007, it's really, pushed a lot of eyeballs in that direction. And a lot of the marketing and advertising industry is about ROI. ROI is the least trackable in a lot of, billboards, print advertising. It's very hard to tell what your ROI is. TV with the Nielsen report has always given you that ability to see how many eyes were actually on your viewership. Now with the digital advertising and digital marketing, we are really able to see who clicked on that advertisement. Facebook knows all. It knows how tall you are. It knows where you went to high school. It probably knows your dog's name. So because Facebook knows all that information, we're able to target really well using Facebook as kind of a advertising tool.
So a business owner that is looking to get their name out there and they know they need to do digital, but they're not really sure how it works or where the advertising can go. Can you help them with that? Are you you can consult with them and kind of say, here's what you should do. You get to know their business, I assume, and then say, okay, now that I know what you do, who you want to reach, you kind of come up with a plan for them?
Absolutely. My first meeting with a prospective client is me sitting down and asking questions. I don't bring any price tags in. There's no point in that because that'd be a cookie cutter product and that's not what I sell. What I sell is a remedy to your solution to bring more customers into your business. So basically what I'm looking for is to sit down with you, talk about industry standards, see what I'm seeing, see what my suggestions are, and see what is going on with your business because there might be something on the industry that I don't specifically know all the details to, and you can point me in the right direction to kind of make you some suggestions down the road. So it's really starting the conversation.
So Alex, I know you work with businesses and get specific about who they are and what they are, and not all businesses are the same, but talk in general about Google and SEO. And, you know, if I'm a small business owner, which I am, my eyes roll back in my head when I start hearing SEO. So please explain that to me, what it is, and, you know, what makes it, how can I figure out how, if you're doing a good job for me?
So SEO, first thing I want to say is SEO is a long-term game. Anybody that comes to you and says they can make your SEO switch in day of is either doing it illegally or doing it not with the proper tactics.
Now, and just so we know, this is search engine optimization, yep. Right?
Okay. This is how people find you on the internet.
Correct. So search engine optimization is the indexing that Google does to rate your website for a specific Google search. So with regards to SEO, their SEO is a 100-person formula in Silicon Valley, California. They are the people that know the answer to what gets you on the first page on Google. Anybody else that says they do, doesn't, they think they know better. So what it is, it's the modern-day stock market. It's all chasing the dollars and clicks that are provided to you by a Google algorithm. So that's what regards to Google AdWords. So the SEO market is, we're able to create a very good impact on SEO, because what we do is we put in your information through a SEO grader and tally sheet that we have a great implementation team. I want to talk about them for a second. They are based out of Birmingham, Alabama. We partnered with them as a way to, yeah, we have some Sanford Bulldogs in the room here. I wish they would beat the Georgia Bulldogs, but you know,
whoa,
that's another
whoa,
day.
Whoa. Alex, it was nice talking to you. We're going to have to end the interview. Oh, go ahead.
So,
you should know better than to bring up football in the studio.
Oops, yep.
Sorry, I didn't get briefed on that. So with regards to our team, they're basically going through all the information of your website. SEO is a back end of your website. It's coding the information so that it benefits you being found in Google. There are some things regarding SEO that have been changed in the past year and a half. For instance, the very first one was a mobile-friendly website. It is very important to have a mobile-friendly website because Google made that one of the algorithm keys, and they actually let that out to the public. So it wasn't one of the things just known by the 100 people in Silicon Valley. With regards to, you know, a next thing that is affecting SEO is speed of a website. That one was released in the past 8 months. How fast your website is moving is directly affecting how well you're ranked. Basically what it is there's so much information on the internet now. So if Google can find your information faster, they're going to rank you higher.
Great stuff. Alex, I've heard this term Google Business Location. Can you explain that for us?
Absolutely. It's very important to claim your Google Business Location because whenever 92% of internet searches are done through Google. So when somebody searches your business by direct name, they need to be able to find your address, find your phone number, and find your website. Google allows you to do that by claiming your business listing. So if you haven't claimed your business listing through Google, it's a great opportunity to do the first step in your SEO process. And if you can't claim a Google business because you don't have an address, maybe it's a home business, people are selling address services that you can in turn use as your business address and upload it as part of your Google business listing. So that's a great trick in order to be able to claim a Google business listing online.
And this is some of the stuff that you can help your clients with.
Yep. This is something I sit down and talk about in the first meeting with you. These are free helpful hints. This is to get you going in the right direction so that we are able to do good business by you and make the right suggestions.
So Alex, you mentioned the importance of how your website is designed and how often SEO rules and standards change with Google. So that must mean we need to keep our websites updated, right? So talk about some of the aspects of that.
Absolutely. It's very important to keep your website updated. Regarding SEO is a constant changing game. So you're constantly wanting to update that information. But the big thing that you want to change is when you are done updating the website, you need to tell Google you updated the website. I print out Google graders on websites daily, and I see very often that people don't input a time date stamp on their website. That shows Google when you last updated your website. So you might have updated the website yesterday, but if you don't update that time date stamp and it says 2015, Google's not rereading your website because it's not showing as redone. And you see that all too often. I would say it's over 50% of the websites I pull do not have a current time date stamp. And it's really a shame because you're handcuffing yourself.
We're talking with Alex Porter with Fox Digital Strategies here on North Fulton Business Radio. And Alex, you're in a very competitive field. So tell me, why should folks look at Fox Digital Strategies compared to maybe some of your competitors?
Absolutely. It is a very competitive field. A little stat for you. 2006, there were 300 digital marketing agencies in the United States. Today, there are 55,000 digital marketing agencies.
Like I said, there's probably 300 right here in Alpharetta.
Correct. So we are going to, first of all, give you some very cool products that a lot of our competitors can't offer, specifically a Google Business View, where we come into your business and are able to shoot the entire business as a 360-degree view. From the floor to the ceiling tiles, somebody can walk through your entire business. That's kind of something cool that we're doing. But beyond that, you know, service and return on investment. We're going to work our hardest and show you the details in order to give you a tangible and good product.
And I would think that you're tied in with, of course, you're an offshoot of Fox 5 Atlanta, that if they decide they want to grow and maybe even do a little TV, you can kind of help point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. We can definitely combine those two. You know, that's the benefit that I have coming in at the very end, you know, in a lot of competitive deals is the television aspect. We would really love to grow all these small to medium sized clients into the TV business. So that's kind of what we're working towards every day.
Super. Alex, for those that would like to find out more about Fox Digital Strategies, where can they get more information?
You can find us online at foxdigitalstrategies.com. And you can also email me at alex.porter@foxtv.com.
Great. Alex, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. I want to thank all our guests for joining us here on the show. Alex Porter from Fox Digital Strategies, Luke Keller with Amplio Recruiting, and Diane Dixon with Stride Savings. And we are so fired up about tax credits today. We're going to have a tax credit party after the show.
We're going to rush right out in the streets and try to find one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Reminder, you can listen to this episode or any of our previous North Fulton Business Radio shows anytime by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Also, check us out. We've got some digital strategies, too. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We're all over there. You can check out our shows on iTunes. So please subscribe to us on iTunes as well. Want to thank Trey, of course, for putting us on the air and doing a great job behind the scenes. And John, I think we'll keep you around a little longer.
You think I can come back next week?
I think you can cut. I think you are welcome to come back next week, even the week after that.
Okay, well, we're not having Luke back because that opened this door, see, to possibly not having me back. So he's obviously so good at placing people.
Yeah, I know.
That's opened this discussion.
You're going to push him out of the studio as soon as we're done. Make sure I have no side conversation.
He's out of here. Yep.
All right, I want to thank all our listeners as well, and we'll look forward to having you join us next time. Again, this has been North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X.